why do you persist in these things, though, when people say, going ahead with these plans, when people say, you know, the places are fine? They may not be 12 by 12, these rooms, but they're fine. No. They're, it's not a law that says it has to be 12 by 12.
Politicians do not, you know, I've not compiled this report. Councillors do not come up with these things. They're put together by professional social workers, people who are experts in their field.
Are these the same sort of social workers that were advising on children's social services?
The councillors are acting on advice, OK? We have to look at what advice is given to us and do the very best. You've got to remember what we're trying to do is do our very best for the people of the city.
We've been here before, haven't we? We've had advice on lollipop ladies. We've had advice on children in danger in this city. That advice was flawed.
Paul, you can pull up as many situations as you like. I'm not going to get into a debate about...
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
No, it's not the problem.
There are many situations that I can pull up.
There are, but there are many equally justifiable reasons, and I'm not going to debate them with you in the 2 minutes that we have now. If you want to come and debate things, then come to the council, Mr. Staten.
I'm sorry? Can you say that again?
Come to the council and make your points in the council chamber.
It's not my point. You're completely wrong here. Speak to the people of Peterborough who've been on. Speak to Clara Woods. Speak to the people who are worried about their mums, their dads, their grandmas, are worried about them dying because of plans you might be putting through. It's not nothing to do with me. I'm a conduit for what people are saying here.
Sometimes your conduits is somewhat...
Why do you persist in attacking me? Speak to the people of Peterborough. They're the people that matter here.
We are speaking to the people of Peterborough. I've already told you that. We started the consultation exercise in which we're listening. So the point is, anybody that wants to talk to me or the council or anybody else about their concerns about what is being proposed, that is the whole point of consultation. And that's what was agreed yesterday. What I'm saying to you is... Instead of attacking the council all the time, and please don't insult me by you don't, please come to the...
Outrageous. I won't stand for it. I'm not attacking anybody. We have been to the care homes. We have bothered to go. All right? We've spoken to the people that matter, the people like Clara, who was so angry, so upset, so scared, in her 90s. We've spoken to them people, and we're relaying what they have said to you. Do not make this a personal matter. It certainly is not. What do you hope to achieve by carrying through these proposals? That's what we're trying to get to.
I've already told you that we are trying to do our very best for the people that we represent. There is no motive here other than that, and I don't understand... You know, what your stance is. I understand and I recognise and entirely empathise with everybody that's been on the programme, whether they're relatives or staff. Those are the people that are important to me, not this breakfast show.
What are you on about? I don't know what you're on about. I want you to address the people of Peter, but not me. What are you hoping to achieve by these changes?
Just told you succinctly, Paul, the only people I'm interested in is the people that are affected by this proposal. And I can't be any clearer than that.
Mm. The people of Peterborough have already spoken, though. Why carry on with the consultation?
The people of Peterborough haven't already spoken, Paul. You've spoken to a small number of people.
The people that matter. That's more than you've done.
Everybody matters, Paul. It's not the people that matter. Just the people that you've spoken to and not everybody. Let's be clear. The people that listen to your show, in proportion, is minuscule to
the
people...
But they're the same people you'll be talking to when you go to these places.
No, they're not. We will speak to far more people than you will ever hope to reach.
I just don't understand what you... Can you just clarify again what you're hoping to achieve? Because I don't think we got an answer.
We are wishing to consult with the residents, the staff, and everybody else that might have a stake or a say in the future of care in the city about how we handle and provide care in the future, as well as today. And those people we will be talking to over the next few months, which is why we're consulting on the process.
That's Wayne Fitzgerald. He's a cabinet member for adult social care on Peterborough City Council. I don't understand why he was attacking me, but that's his prerogative, I suppose. I think there was enough people spoke on this show and gave their points of view.